The exhibition titled China's First Emperor and the Terracotta Warriors has been hailed by local Liverpudlians as breathtaking and unmissable. It's part of the celebrations marking 10 years since Liverpool was named the European Capital of Culture. Hosted by Liverpool World Museum, the exhibition showcases more than 180 artifacts, spanning almost 1,000 years of Chinese history. The stars of the show are 10 life-size terracotta warriors, including a terracotta cavalry horse. The museum said a record number of 120,000 tickets have already been sold in its early bookings. Virginia Tendi was one of the visitors to attend the opening ceremony of the exhibition.
I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people to see these magnificent works and really think about the scale of ambition that the Emperor had when he put his plans together and commissioned all these amazing objects. And they speak to us from such a long way back in history. But wonderful that they're building a bridge between the UK and China by them being here and people here understanding more about Chinese culture.
With the support of partner organisations in Shanxi province, where the Terracotta Warriors were unearthed, the exhibition took more than 3 years of planning. Flandin Robinson was involved in putting up the exhibition.
So to see it finally happen, I'm very, very excited. And, well, I live in London, but we'll definitely come up here. But also I want to go back to China again. I was very lucky. I went with my minister 3 years ago, but I'd like to go back and show my friends and family as well.
The Terracotta Warriors had been buried for 2,000 years, assembled to guard the tomb of the Qin Dynasty's first emperor, Qin Shi Huang, who unified China for the first time in history. Each stone soldier in the Terracotta Army is carved with distinctive features. The Terracotta Army was discovered in 1974 near the capital of China's Shanxi province, Xi'an. It has been 11 years since the last time the Chinese Terracotta Warriors were brought to the UK for display. The British Museum's Terracotta exhibition in 2007 attracted 850,000 visitors. Liu Xiaoming, Chinese ambassador to the UK, said that the Liverpool exhibition is well-timed and significant, not only in bridging China-UK cultural links, but also that it opens a window on the Belt and Road Initiative.
The Terracotta Warriors were unearthed in Xi'an, the current name for Chang'an, which was the eastern starting point of ancient Silk Road. The relic from the past reminds us of the glory of ancient Silk Road. Their display here in Liverpool, thousands of miles away from home, is a fresh testament to the vitality of the new Silk Road today.
The exhibition runs until October and will be accompanied by a series of special programs celebrating Chinese culture. For CRI, I'm Zhang Xuelian.